Hey everyone, Queen Cooley, how are you? Happy New Year. It is 2024. I can't believe it. It's the second today. And I wanted to say Happy New Year to all of you. I hope that you guys had an amazing New Year and we got through the holidays. It's so crazy because it always feels like to me we spend so much time getting ready for Christmas and then it's gone in like a second. And then you turn around and you're like, oh my gosh, it's like New Year's. And then you turn around, and you're like, oh my gosh, it's like the second, and it's already 2024. So I hope that you guys had an amazing New Year. I'm doing things a bit different this year. I'm going to be rolling out a bunch of new things that I want to share with you that are fun and exciting. And I really have been feeling the need to make some changes. But before all of that, I wanted to, first of all, thank you, each and every one of you, for watching my videos. It doesn't matter if you watch one or a lot more, but I really appreciate you all. Thank you so much for joining me on this journey. When I first started, I just really wanted to be understood, probably like you guys. I mean, 11s always want to be understood and listened to because we like that. But because we're so deep and all that fun stuff. But it was just, I thought, I always think if I'm going through something, then you guys are too. And anytime I point myself out, it's not the ego, like, hey, look at me. It's actually not that at all. It's actually just about if I went through something, hopefully, if I talk about it with you, it'll help you so you don't have to go through it as hard as I went through it. This New Year's was really tough for me. And it kind of brought to mind some thoughts that I've been having around how it is to be an 11. Because we always talk about the stuff, let's get, to the good stuff. Like, how do you get through this? How do you get through that? And onto the positive stuff. But not a lot of people talk about the stuff that we deal with every day and the hard stuff of being an 11 because we are so different, right? And for many of us, because we're so different, because we think and feel so deeply and process all the time and overthink all the time and all that fun stuff that we do, have a hard time shutting our minds down and off at night, right? Sometimes if you're just starting or having a hard time meditating, whatever, until you get the hang of it or you figure out a way. By the way, a good tip that I tell all my clients is use music. Because my mind's so busy, I can't just be like, it doesn't work for me. No way, dude. I've got to have music. So I listen to, I call it like astral music. But it's kind of like that music that is just background music. But yet, for me, it just kind of reminds me of the realms and it just gets me to where I need to be really quickly. So if you could formulate a playlist, I could put up a couple of examples, maybe link underneath so that might help you guys if you're so inclined. If you're doing great with it, awesome. But tonight, I was thinking about the stuff that we deal with. Being an 11, if we don't take care of ourselves, meaning letting any negative energies go from other people, from ourselves, not grounding ourselves, not taking care of our bodies, not working out, not drinking enough water, not eating correctly, eating on time, eating the right foods. I liken us to horses, and I'll tell you why if you don't know a lot about horses. They're very strong. You look at them, they're very strong. They're all muscle. My horse is 1,200 pounds, right? And when he goes, literally, if he grabs the bit, I can't stop him. No one can. You know what I mean? So, but on the inside, they're very fragile and they can go down very quickly, believe it or not. You would think the opposite, right? I kind of liken us to the horses because we're strong people. We go through a lot of battles on our own. We are warriors. Every single one of you that's listening to me right now, you're an 11, you're a warrior. You've gone through battles all by yourself that probably the people around you have no idea what you've been through, right? But there are times where we're human and our bodies take a beating because of the work that we do, the overthinking that we endure, trying to always figure things out, right? And the darker side is for me, I used to have TMJ. I was speaking with a client tonight, she has TMJ. I used to have that. I used to just grind my teeth at night, all night long. That's like we have a lot of anxiety because we overthink. We have a lot of sometimes anger if we can't offload that because we're misunderstood. We have, I used to get migraines all the time. They've gotten better over the years. But there are physical things that we all deal with, and it's not fun. So over the weekend, actually Friday, I woke up and I was really sick. I couldn't get out of bed, you know, the whole thing, vomiting, everything. It was awful. And I was going to go to the hospital, but I had nobody to drive me and I couldn't drive myself. And then I was thinking, oh my God, I'm going to wait there for hours and they're going to stick me with stuff and I hate needles. And so, anyways, I just waited it out. And the next day, I was probably at 30%. So I was a little better, but I felt like I had no energy. Now, usually, if I get a migraine, the first day is the worst. The second day, a migraine usually I can beat within a day. I usually don't throw up. That's really bad if I have if I'm at that point. But by the second day, I'm usually fine. This was not like that. This was worse. The third day, it took me 5 days to be normal, 100%. So I don't know if it was a bug. I don't know what it was. I don't think it was COVID. I haven't really been around anybody. But it was a hard takedown. It was a reset, a hard reset. And I meditated and I heard from God. And what he said, I wanted to share with you because it can apply to every one of you. But the main point of this video is that you guys are warriors and you're strong, but you're also human. And you've got to take care of yourself. If you guys remember, I tell all my clients, you know, the buckets that we have, you know, you've got your spiritual, you've got your physical body, you know, you've got your mental, you've got your career, you've got personal, you've got all these different buckets, and each one is side by side. The way I look at it, and each one has to be filled up like your cup with water, right? So one runs into the next. That's how I look at it. Now, I used to think that all these buckets were separate, all these cups were separate, right? Because I used to think, well, if I'm having a bad day at work, you know, or I have low energy, how's that really going to affect my work? It's not. Like, if I go out the night before, that's not going to affect me at my work in the work bucket, or that's not going to affect me in my personal bucket with friends, or, you know, it's not going to affect me if I go to the gym. But actually, it all is kind of like a circle because it's all connected. So, how you treat your body, how you treat your mind, the things that you eat, stuff that you watch on TV, you guys, this is important. Right now, especially in the States, every country I know is going through it. But here in the States, with the politics, I hate talking politics, but it's just fear, 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 be afraid. Like it's constant. So you have to know your boundaries because we can watch something. And as I've said before, somebody else can be watching the same exact thing. They go to bed at night, no worries. We know it sticks in us. It's like a movie projector. We think about it, we make it bigger and bigger, it's worse and worse. So if it's something, you know, like people are dying or fear, whatever, like very upsetting stuff, it doesn't work for us. So the older I get, the more I have to know my boundaries, what I can and can't do, right? You have to know how much energy you have at all times and what you're working with. And don't watch stuff that's going to upset you, right? Because you'll carry it until you release it. And it will affect you. But all of the cups need to be full. You need to be feeling good. You know, we're trying to treat our bodies as best we can. Go to the gym, drink water, eat well, treat yourself well, watch good things, listen to good music. Don't listen to shit that is just screaming and stuff like that. I mean, there's a lot of songs that are very negative and demonic, and you got to pay attention to this stuff because even if it's popular, and I like a lot of songs, but a lot of what I'm hearing on the radio is like, wow, I think I'm just gonna, I don't know, stick to my stick to my own stuff because it's not healthy. So you just have to be aware because you're sensitive. You're a sensitive person, whether you want to admit it or not. And the sooner that you understand that and treat yourself accordingly, the better off you're going to be. But treating yourself well and knowing your boundaries is huge. And when I say know your boundaries, I'll give you an example. When I work with clients, it's usually for 2 hours at a time. And I usually only do meet with one person a day because that's 2 hours of my constant energy moving towards you, doing things around you, helping you, aligning you. You don't know I'm doing it. You may or may not, but I'm sending you a lot of energy. I'm protecting you. My guys are talking to me. It's all going out, right? I used to be able to do two people a day. That's 4 hours. And I did that a little bit ago and I was down the next day. So I realized I can't do that anymore, right? So you just have to know what works for you. But what happened to me was that I pushed myself. It's been the holidays. I've had someone who's been sick that I've been taking care of. I still am, working. So it's been a lot. And it's not like poor me or anything. What happened was I just didn't take care of myself the way I usually do. I didn't get as much sleep as I needed. I hadn't been going to the gym. I hadn't been drinking my water. I just kind of been in flight or fight mode for a really long time, really flight mode, because I was trying to do everything. And that doesn't always work well. So I got taken down for 5 days by spirit. And he told me about it. And I kind of wanted to read it to you because there were a couple of, it was a good download. It was a good lesson for me. And you are important. You may not think so all the time, but you are. So you got to treat yourself well. So this was the download that I received when I got better. And he said, I said, I've been sick. And I said, may I ask why? And he said, he said, dearest, you desperately needed a reset, yet you would not grant yourself the opportunity to do so. You have not been in or near the light meditating in over 2 weeks. Now, here's the thing. I meditate all the time for myself or my clients. And it had been, because Christmas was coming, I was kind of behind. Like I said, I've got a sick person here I'm taking care of, just all that. I hadn't been out, and plus it's cold now. I hadn't been out in 2 weeks. That's a long time for me because I'm always in the realms. The realms are where I love to be, right? It's hard for me to ground myself. It's hard for me to stay here on planet 3D because it's not nearly as fun as being up in the realms. So every time I go up there, I get a lot of energy, right? And then I bring that down here and I ground that energy. But yeah, I hadn't been meditating in 2 weeks. And he said, this is what he said. This is spiritual suicide for one such as you. You have to meditate if you are getting, light and love and information and guidance, and you have a good meditation, good spiritual, what's the word? A good spiritual routine. You need to keep that up. So I was like, okay. And the first key that he said was, never ever believe that you and your requests are a burden to us up here. We love you more than any other. Once again, this is an illusion, a trap set for you. Their bait is that you are a terrible person, so stop asking us for help. This, however, small insignificance never holds for one like you, as we and you know your true heart, which is pure light. The lesson you now know, don't believe the hype. Have any of you guys meditated and thought or been told, you know, you really need to say thank you when you're up there? Do you think you're meditating too much? Do you think you're always taking from them? You just kind of go in and take what you need and you leave. And I was like, I don't think I do that. I hope I don't do that, but I always try and say, you know, thank you so much. I appreciate that you're here, whoever you are, whether it's an ancestor, whether it's an archangel, God, whatever. I'm thankful. Even if I don't know you and you're around me, thank you so much. But I'm sure that I'm human and maybe it appears as though I go up, take what I need and I leave. Do-do-do. And I don't want to be like that. I hope I'm not like that. But then I started thinking about it and then I thought, oh my gosh, what if I'm doing this? This is terrible. Maybe I shouldn't meditate as much. And he was saying, calling me out, going, don't ever think that. Don't ever believe that you and your requests are a burden to us up here. Okay. We love you more than any other. Okay. So that's number one. Number two, you let your body, spiritual body, aura, and everything about you run down to zero. Dearest, you must take care of you. In order to reset you, we had to step in. I stepped in. This is what God said. I stepped in. I reset you. I put you down. And I put you down for a reason, right? You are ramping up quickly, but take heed of the lesson. Take the same advice you give to others. Rest, drink water, exercise, strive for a positive, healthy person. Stay close to me, for I am your God and your true light. I will never, ever fail you. This you know, right? So we have to take our own advice, right? Take care of yourself and rest more and eat well and know your boundaries. If you're tired, stop. If you've overloaded your schedule, change it, because the only one that's going to suffer is you. So the third key, he said, is you must learn your boundaries. Perhaps work with one person, right? Two people is too much for you. And then he had said to me, allow my love and my light into your heart and your mind. See all that is moving through you and filling up the spaces with light. This is what happens when we work together. And you have been lax, dearest. Pick up your lessons and learn to use them, right? To allow the lessons to rust is disrespectful and negligent. And this is regarding, have you been, has God or spirit or anyone from above been asking you to do something for a while and you haven't been doing it? That's me. He's been asking me to do something for a while and I haven't been doing it. And he's like, you've been lax. Let's go. So I kind of needed that. I'm like, okay, I'm sorry. I get it. Please forgive me. And then he said, above all else, be true to me and to yourself. Your soul awaits. And he said, I have given you something very unique. The talks with me, the visions of heaven, many things. So start talking about what you've been through. I realized the other day that I've been to the realms. I go to the realms so often, and so many people don't have that opportunity. And I've seen a lot of things, and I've met other beings, a lot of stuff. So I'm going to start talking about it, because for the only reason that it'll give you guys some insight into the way things are up there and what they look like. And by the way, it's super beautiful and it's amazing and lovely. And it'll maybe give you guys some peace, right? It's a big gift that I've been given, and I want to share that with you. So I'm going to start talking about stuff like that. And just embrace the changes that you're going through, right? Embrace who you are. Love yourself. Stop comparing yourself to others. It doesn't make sense and does not serve you. You just don't understand, you know, how much you're loved up in the realms. If you guys could see how much you're loved and how special you are in the realms, you never doubt yourself down here. Never. So that's what I was told. And there was one other thing, and it was a big one. And this is a little on the more personal side. But if you guys have ever lost anybody, This was around my a parent that I lost, and it's been really tough without them, because I always thought I can't like lose them. Like if I let them go, they'll be gone forever, like the link. And it caused me a lot of pain. And so I finally did. It's been a long time, and I felt better. And this is what he said. He said, "The illusion is that if you do this, let them go, and cut that cord, you will lose them forever. The truth is that when you let someone go after they have passed, you are empowering yourself. No more grieving, and they are still with God and still happy." Right? So it's like, free yourself, dearest. And I thought about it, and I'm like, they're in heaven, they're happy. I'm down here, I'm not happy because I miss them physically, but they're not gone. They're still with us. They're just in a different dimension. It's like if you're here and they're here, it's like, here's us and here's them, different dimension. But we can't like see each other and touch each other like physically. But I know she's in heaven, my mom. I know she's still around, because the longer I hold on to the grieving part, the harder it is for me. But she's still up in heaven happy. So it doesn't serve me. Do you understand? So I thought all this time that I would be almost, what's the word? Like letting them go was a bad thing, like I was a bad person and that I'd never feel them again. But actually, that's the way it's supposed to be, because they're not really gone. So you're empowering yourself. That was a big one. That took me like many moons to learn. So if you're struggling with that, try to let them go, because they're where they're supposed to be, and you're going to be okay. So lots of lessons. And I had another one, and it was, if any of you, no matter your age, this is important. You think you are too old, too broken, too frustrated. It's too late. Those are all your false fears coming up to be released. Whatever it is you want to do this year, if you think you're too old, I can't do this, I don't have enough connections, I don't know the right people, I don't have enough money, I don't know, have enough experience, I'm too whatever, he's saying you are the whole package. Stop underestimating yourself. Stop, right? You are loved, and every time you do that, it causes us to be farther away from each other. Every time you're like, no, I can't do that. I'm not enough. I'm not good enough. I'm not smart enough. I don't know how to do that. I can't try. Dude, you can. You can. Whatever's meant for you is meant for you, and you're going to get it no matter what. You might delay it a little bit, but you're going to get it. So stop underestimating yourself. It's not too late. These are all your false fears coming up to be released. So if you're experiencing this, especially now at the beginning of the year when we talk about goals, right? And then sometimes you set your goals and then you kind of think, oh, I don't know if I can do that. Because you should have at least one or two goals that's kind of way out there. Like, okay, if this happened, holy hell, my whole world would change. Or you get something that you wanted for a really long time. Like if I could get that $75,000 Tiffany necklace, I know that sounds funny, but it's so gorgeous. Someday I want that necklace. You know what I'm saying? But you know what? Nothing is out of the ballpark. Nothing. So listen, what do you want to do with your life? Who do you want to help? And who do you want to be? I want to be a person that helps others. I am here to remove your blocks to make you unbreakable. I am an emissary of God. And I know that because he's told me that many times. I'm going to start talking about my experiences. And this year, I'm going for everything that I want, and it's going to be big. You know what? If it doesn't happen, I'm trying as hard as I can. I'm going to start reaching out to anybody and everybody. And you guys should too, because this is your life, and time is short. We don't live in a great world right now, a great economy. Like, it's just crazy. So if everybody else is living their lives, you should live yours, right? After all, you're an 11. Hello, hello. You're not normal. You're amazing. Don't forget that. But I just wanted to encourage you. You guys have more talent and amazing abilities in your little pinky than most people do in their whole bodies. All you have to do is apply yourself. Decide what you want. Who do you want to be? I want to be like a great thought leader. Motivate people, help animals, save some lives, right? What do you want to do? Whatever you want to do, do it. Go for it. And any of this stuff comes up, I can't, I'm scared. Yeah, we're all scared, but just keep going. Take one more step. It's okay. Nothing bad's going to happen. If you don't make it, try again the next day, right? But to not try at all, that's not us. That's not what 11s do. So I hope this helped you. I know it's a little bit of a different video, but I just wanted to share a little bit about what I've been through. Nobody's perfect, but if any of you are not taking care of yourselves, please, please take care of yourself, please. Because you're special. You're worth it. And the world needs what you have. The world needs the light that you have inside of you. So keep shining. Let me know if this helped you. I'm going to be rolling out some really cool things this year. The Brave Academy is going to open again very shortly. That's about being unbreakable. It's very important that you guys learn some tools to be unbreakable, because you might feel strong right now, but trust me when I tell you, you're not ready. And the other thing is the laws. I'm rolling those out really, really shortly. And I think a membership group too, because that'll be economical and I can pop in there once or twice a month, but I'll give you journaling, meditation, videos, and things like that, that it'll be fun, right? And you can consume at your own pace. So let me know if you're interested in any of that. And don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. New year, guys, new us, let's go. Take no prisoners, never give up. Know your boundaries and take care of yourself. All right, guys. Thanks.